fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
The town of Big Spring came into existence only because the stagecoaches found it convenient to stop at the supply of fresh cold water that inspired the town's name. The station and stables became the center of the town's activity. The rest of the buildings on the main street were cafes, a few offices, and a general store. Hank Dobie, the station master, spent most of his time between stages on the porch of the station, and there was little that went on in town that Hank didn't know.
You see, Mr. Slotkin, most everyone stops by to sit for a while, just like you have.
And swap news, huh, Hank?
Yep. Well, we say a man can learn a lot just sitting and listening. It's a doggone shame young Jackson can't save that.
Jackson?
Clem Jackson's boy. His name's Bob. That's him approaching over yonder.
Oh, he seems to be in a hurry.
Crazy young tornado is always in a hurry. I never saw the like of him for being restless. Hey, look at him fanning that paint horse of his.
Ho, boy, ho, there, ho.
Can't even rein up like other people who has to pull the horse rearing right up on the hind leg.
Hi, Mr. Dobie.
Bob, Ma's been asking about you. Where in tarnation you been since yesterday? Had read it, you had to worry it. Oh,
she knew I was going to Red Rock to see Aunt Cassie.
Yeah. Get it. Only thing is, you didn't see your Aunt Cassie.
Hey.
Hello, Sam. Your ma knows it. Because your Aunt Cassie come here. Now, where in tarnation you been?
Golly, Mr. Dobie, you should have seen what I saw. When I got as far as Red Rock, I heard that men were stringing telegraph lines across the Hunchback Range.
Sure you went on from Red Rock to watch them, is that it?
You bet. Figured Ma wouldn't worry as long as she wasn't expecting me back.
Telegraph. More waste than the public money.
Oh, gee, that's not waste, Mr. Dobie. Well, that's a wonderful thing. We can get news from Chicago and New York the same day it happens.
Can't see as that'll help matters none. What's the good of knowing what happens in Chicago and New York?
But golly, a message travels along those wires just like lightning.
Well, me, I don't like lightning. What's more, I don't believe it. Okay, speaking of news, I'm a darn sight more interested in what happens over at Red Rock than what happens in the East. Did you pick up anything?
Well, yeah, I guess I did. People over in Red Rock are talking about Blue Eagle.
Blue Eagle? That's the Apache.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you know John Slotkin, don't you, Bob, from the Big Hope Gold Mine?
I guess I've seen you in town a couple times, Mr. Slotkin.
That's right. What's this about Blue Eagle?
Well, there's a rumor that his band of Apaches has been seen.
Doggone, I don't like that.
Oh, they'd never come here. Well, there's nothing worth stealing in Big Spring.
Unless you think a chest of gold's not worth stealing.
Chest of gold, you say, Hank?
Yeah. Some of the mines up in the hills have had better luck than you've had, Slutkin.
So it seems.
I'll be downright relieved when the chest is aboard the next outgoing stage.
I don't think you need to worry about the Indians as much as you do about the renegade whites. You better not let too many people know you've got that gold.
Oh, that reminds me.
What's that, Bub?
I heard something else over in Red Rock. There's been a masked man seen around there.
Hello, Elmer.
Say, a masked man?
Yes, sir. And he's traveling with an Indian. Maybe it's one of the Apaches, one of Blue Eagle's men.
Tarnation, I wonder if them glutes that brought the gold in here have been doing some talking.
It's always a bad situation when an outlaw white can team up with a band of outlaw redskins.
You're doggone right, Slutkin.
If that masked man's got wind of your chest of gold, you may have Indian trouble on your hands.
Credit. I got to worry. I got plenty to worry about. You see what I mean by saying it don't help them to know the news about the parts? I'd rather, Bob, if you hadn't fetched that news from Red Rock, I wouldn't have had to worry about a marriage man of Blue Eagle's Apaches. Now I know about him, now I got to worry.
Well, golly, Mr. Dobie, if you're going to have trouble, isn't it better to know ahead of time?
Go on, clear out of here. Clear out, you young scamp. Go on home to your ma, so she'll stop worrying about where you are. Clear out of there, you git.
All right, I'll get.
Why, thunderation, if Clem Jackson was alive, he'd keep that young critter to home.
Hank, are you really worried about what he said?
Well, I don't like the sound of outlaws and savages when I got gold in my station. Say, I wonder who in Tucket that masked man is.
Hank Dobie didn't realize that the masked man in question was by no means an outlaw. Neither was the Indian with him a savage member of Blue Eagle's band of Apaches. The masked man was the Lone Ranger, and his companion was the Indian known as Tonto. It was after dark when the two approached the town of Big Spring. They came to the top of a small hill and saw the little community in the valley ahead.
Not much of a community, Tonto. Doesn't look like the place a man like Drexel would choose for a hideout.
That's right.
If he did go into a town like that, the chances are everyone in town would know it.
Everyone in town like that know when stranger comes.
He'll ask a few questions to find out.
Maybe better me ask questions.
All right, Tonto. We'll save me the trouble of taking off the mask and getting into a disguise.
That's right.
Shouldn't ask questions with a mask on my face.
Me see house with lights this side town.
And go ahead, Tonto. See what you can learn there. I'll wait for you.
Get him up, scout.
Oh, golly, Mama. I'm sure sorry I worried you. I figured you wouldn't look for me until today.
Just like your father used to be, Bob. I reckon I can't blame you.
Well, I did want to see that telegraph building. While I was over in Red Rock, it seemed like a good chance to ride a little farther.
I know.
You wouldn't have been worried if Aunt Cassie hadn't just happened to come here.
It's all right, son. Don't say no more about it. But in the future...
Wait a minute, Ma.
Oh, I thought I heard a horse being reined
up. You did. I wonder who it is.
The door.
Oh, you stay where you are, Mom. I'll answer it. Well, what do you... An Indian, Ma.
Me, friend.
What do you want here?
Me look for man named Drexel. Maybe him come to Big Spring. Maybe you see him.
I don't know anyone named Drexel.
You see stranger in town?
There's been no stranger in town I know of. Who sent you here? Why are you looking for a man named Drexel?
Him outlaw.
You mean to say you're looking for an outlaw?
Well,
we got no time for outlaws, or Indians for that matter.
Bob, you... wait a minute. That Indian...
Indian? You skedaddle. Clear out and do it fast.
Oh, you're not friendly.
You're doggone right I'm not friendly.
Bob, leave that gun where it is.
It's all right, Ma. I know what I'm doing. This gun's loaded, Indian, and I can use it. Now, you go.
Me go.
there.
Bob, you didn't have to be that way.
With Blue Eagle and his outfit around here, Ma.
But you said he was in the vicinity of Red Rock.
Well, he could have come here.
I do declare you're the most suspicious. Now what are you going to do?
See where that Indian goes. Hey, Mom, come here quick, look.
Bob, what's the matter?
Look over yonder. Over there in the moonlight. The Indian had a partner, you see him? Right over there, sitting on the white horse. The two of them are talking.
Oh.
And the man on the white horse is masked. Great day. There, the two people we're talking about in Red Rock.
Come on, Silver. Get up.
I gotta do something about this, Mom. And right away.
Now, Bob.
I gotta get my hat.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna tell Hank Dobie. He's a deputy law. He can get men out after that masked man and the Indian.
Are you sure about that, Bob?
You bet I am, Mr. Dovey. And when those two left our place, they rode toward the north. I came here because you're the deputy sheriff.
Well, I'll get Parsons. He can go with me. Likewise, John Slutkin.
I thought he was at the Big Hope Mine.
Well, he spent the night in town. We'll start out right away to investigate that masked man and his engine part.
Well, I'm going with you.
Lone Ranger and Tonto had ridden only a short distance after leaving Bob Jackson's home. They had reined up in a small woods where Tonto started kindling a fire while the masked man chopped wood into small pieces.
I'm sure Drexel is someplace in this vicinity, Tonto. He was seen by some of the people over in Red Rock.
Not right.
He was heading this way.
Maybe him go into mountains.
If he did, it's going to be hard to find him. It'll take a long time to cover those gold hills.
That's right.
What's the matter with Silver?
Maybe him want saddle off for night.
What's the matter, boy?
Me hear hoof beat.
So do I.
Young fella think we crooked. Maybe send lawmen this way.
They're coming this way, all right, and they're coming fast. Here, dump this water on the fire you started while I untie the horses. Steady, Silver, steady, boy.
We go away.
Everyone around here is jittery and nervous because of Blue Eagle's men. They're likely to shoot fast.
Fire out now.
Come on in, Tonto. Come on up. We get away from here.
Stay ready.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Count.
Doggone, there's no use chasing them two any further. They're plumb out of shape.
Golly, Mr. Dobie, I never saw anyone travel like those two.
I never seen a horse with a stride like that white one. How about you, Slutkin?
We'd need better mounts than we have to overtake him. You sure that man was masked, Bob? Oh,
dead sure. I got a real good look at him when he was near our house.
Well, we may as well turn back. It's past bedtime.
You and the boy and Parsons go back, Dobie.
Where are you going?
Aren't you going to ride back to town with us?
No, I think I'll cut over to the south and make a few inquiries about that masked man. I know a couple of men over that way that might be of help. I'll be in town tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Well, suit yourself. Come on, Bob, Sam.
Here, boy. Here.
Slotkin didn't say that the man upon whom he intended to call was an individual named Larrabee.
It'll be a cinch, Larrabee. I don't know how much gold is in that chest, but it's plenty.
And no lawman around?
Not unless you can call old Hank Dobie a lawman.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's wearing a deputy's badge, but the nearest real lawman is the sheriff over in Poker City.
How long is that gold going to be in the stage office?
There's no stage to come in until next week.
Fine. That'll give me a chance to get some of the boys together.
Where are they?
Spread out to lie low after that last job. But I can get them together in no time.
Good. Just be careful of one thing.
What's that?
The Lone Rangers in this vicinity.
Now, hold on. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
It's all right. Dobie thinks he's an outlaw because he's wearing a mask. I just told you because you've got to be careful. When you get the men lined up, be sure you get enough to handle the Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. It was 2 days later when one of Larrabee's gunmen rode up to the shack where the leader of the gang had made his home.
Oh, hold on, steady. Hey, Larrabee, come on out.
Hi there, Jake. How much ground were you able to cover since yesterday?
Plenty. I got all six of the boys lined up to take over the town.
Good. But you and me, that'll give us eight.
Slotkin will make nine.
Yeah, we can't count on Slotkin. He's got to keep in the background on his job.
I don't see why. He's going to split the gold along with the rest of us. He ought to split the rest.
Use your head, Jake. Slotkin's got to keep up the pose as a mine owner up in the hills that comes in every so often for supplies. That's how he gets a line on when there'll be some gold in the station.
That's so.
This is our first job on this new setup. But I don't want it to be the last.
Yeah, we'll have more than eight men now. I was going to tell you before you stopped me.
Hey, what's that?
Well, I lined up two more men while I was up in the hill.
You did? Who?
I don't know, but they're good men. I can vouch for that. They wear their guns tied low like real gunslingers.
That don't always mean much.
Those two are hiding out from the law already. The one's a redskin.
What's the other?
He's a white man. I couldn't see much of his face. He wore a mask.
A mask, you say?
Yeah. He was asking if I knew a crook by the name of Drexel. I reckon he wanted to team up with him.
You jug-headed galoot. That's a man Slotkin told us we'd have to look out for.
What?
He's no outlaw. He's a Lone Ranger.
A Lone Ranger?
How much did you tell him? How much does he know about our plans?
Well, I reckon I told him the same as I told the others. I told him we'd hit town tomorrow noon just before the stages do.
What else did you tell him?
Well, I told him to meet us in town at the cafe just before noon.
Of all the addle-headed goats.
But, Larrabee, how was I to know?
It's too late now for us to reach all the men again to change the plans.
Yeah, we could never reach them all in time.
If we postpone it, it'll be too late.
Can't we just gun this Lone Ranger when he comes into the cafe?
Shut up and let me think.
Yeah, sure.
You know there's nine men aiming to raid the stage office. Only thing we can do is to have something planned that he don't know. If we could have 18 or 20 men have a surprise for him, that might do it.
Where are we going to get that many?
Wait, I got it.
Huh?
I know where to find Blue Eagle. He's got 20 or 25 Apaches with him.
But if we're going to split with that
we many... don't. Leave that to me. Blue Eagle will settle for everything in town except the gold. He'll jump at the chance to clean out the cafes. Now you stay here, Jake, and keep out of trouble. I'm buying your horse to get Blue Eagle.
Steady that boy. Get out there. Come on.
In the meantime, Bob enjoyed the importance his discovery of the masked man had given him. He was in the office of the stage line with Hank Doby, who in his position as deputy sheriff had directed a manhunt during the past 2 days.
And we got nowhere. Can't find hide nor hair of that masked man or his Injun pal.
I've been riding around the country myself, Mr. Doby, and I couldn't find anything of him.
How about you, Slotkin?
I've done all I can, Doby. Can't afford to spend any more time in town helping the law. I've got to get back to my claim.
Yeah, I expect you have. Hey, look.
The masked man.
Take it easy. I'll show you all.
Here they got a law. See here. By Sunday, you're under arrest. I'm a deputy sheriff.
That's who I want. Put that man under arrest, deputy.
Mr. Slotkin.
That's what he's calling himself.
That's his name.
How long has he been around here?
So you're going to play that old game, huh? Going to try to put yourself in solid with the law by making believe I'm a wanted man.
Sheriff, how long has this man been around here?
Who? Sheriff, where? Oh, me, Sheriff, eh? Well, Mr. Slotkin's got a gold claim up in the hills. He staked that about a month ago.
Just after he got away from the law in San Pedro County. Toby, his name is Drexel. You collect a $500 reward when you turn him over to the sheriff in San Pedro.
$500?
Don't you believe him, Toby?
Furthermore, he's organized an attempt to steal the gold from this office.
Don't believe him.
His pal is a man named Larrabee. More than a half a dozen gunslingers will be here at noon tomorrow. You better be ready to defend your gold.
That masked man's the crook. He's the one, I tell you. He's got to be. Otherwise, how did he know what's being planned?
I know, because one of Larrabee's men asked me to join up with the gang.
Hey, Mr. Doby, there's Indian raining up.
Hey, send us that kidney if what this man says is
true. It's not, I tell you.
Well, I got a room in this here station where I can keep a prisoner when I get one.
Then hold this man until you prove what I've said.
You can't arrest me.
I don't see where there'd be any harm done by holding you.
What is it, Toto?
Me got plenty news.
What is it?
That Indian's in cahoots with this masked man.
Be quiet.
Me keep eye on Jake. Me follow him.
Yes?
Who's Jake?
One of the gang I told you about. The one who asked me to help steal your gold.
Him go to Larrabee's house. Top there.
Yes?
Me hear him. Larrabee know you Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
3:30 in the morning.
Is that who you are?
Don't you believe
you'll get over against that horse, Lachina, Drexel, whichever your name is. Take his gun, Bob.
You bet.
Well, by Cinder, I know who to believe. Drexel, you're under arrest.
How did Larrabee know who I was, Toto?
How me not know.
What did he do?
Him ride plenty fast. Him say, plan big surprise. Him go get Blue Eagle and Apaches.
Blue Eagle? You mean to say them Apaches are going to help steal the gold?
Apaches loot whole town. Maybe kill everyone.
Dobie, how many men can you count on to fight?
Well, you can count on me.
Yeah, we got only 9 to 10 able-bodied men in the whole blame town. Counting women and kids, we can get maybe 20, 22 guns.
You'll need more than that if Blue Eagle's in on the raid.
If the telegraph only ran to San Pedro instead of east.
Telegraph? What telegraph?
Why, the new one the company's stringing beyond Red Rock.
Dobie, get what men you can. Be ready to fight at noon tomorrow.
Against Blue Eagle and the savages?
Yes, do the best you can. Meanwhile, keep that man locked up.
You heard that, Victor. Get into that room in the rear.
Come on, Toto. I want to talk to you.
Hey, where are you going?
We're meeting again.
Now, listen, Dobie, you got me all
wrong. We'll see about that later on. Meanwhile, you get back where I showed you so I can keep you out of circulation.
The Lone Ranger rode at top speed until he left the town. Then he dropped Silver into a steady ground-covering lope to cover a maximum of ground with a minimum of exertion. He rode until sundown, then paused for Silver to take a brief rest before continuing on his way. It was dark when he reined up in front of a construction camp where men had been working to string the wires of Western Union.
Oh, Silver, oh boy, oh, steady, easy, big fella.
What's the idea
of that mess? Easy now. Have you tested the line this far?
What's it to you?
This is a stick-up. You're in the wrong place. We got no cash.
This is no hold-up. I've got to use that line.
Listen to him talk.
I'm ready to back my request if I have to.
Hey, what the Sam Hill?
Put that gun down, mister.
You have a station in Crawford City. I've got to talk to the man on duty. He's got to take a message to Colonel Grayson at Fort Crawford.
Now then, mister, drop that gun. I'm holding a shotgun on you. Drop it or I'll blow your head off.
That's it, Sam. I'll take this gun.
Just a minute. I told you I was ready to back my request. Here's what I meant.
Smash the shotgun to smithereens.
Now we'll see what Western Union can do.
The tiny cafe, which rarely had more than 2 or 3 customers at one time, was nearly crowded at noon when Larrabee's gunmen met.
Now, boys, I thought we might get this job done without no gunplay, but I'm afraid that's out of the question. We're moving on the express office, and I got a pretty good hunch we'll find the place packed with opposition. If that's the case, duck for cover and open fire. The Redskins will do the rest. Is that clear?
Right.
All right, come on.
There's Hank Dobie in the doorway.
Yes, boys,
here they come. Get the old coot.
Hey, you missed.
Duck, boys, duck.
I said, boys, duck for cover. Them critters want to fight, and they'll sure get it when the Indians come. Meanwhile, let them have it with all you got.
Larrabee's men were soon out of sight in the shelter of wagons, barrels, and buildings, but they kept up an intense fire through the flimsy door and the shattered windows of Hank Dobie's station, where less than a dozen men had been assembled.
Keep up the shooting, boys! We'll send them off.
If the skunks had only shown themselves.
Oh, Bob, Ted, Freddy, you keep down out of sight. You got no business being here.
I can fire a gun as good as anyone.
There goes another, Windy. The last one.
You hear Apaches.
That does it. That'll lick us.
There they come. Look at them.
Keep firing, boys! Now you're fighting for more than the gold. You're fighting for your town and your family.
Hey, look. They got firebrands.
They're coming right past. Pour a lead on them.
They're throwing the firebrands.
They're falling on the fort.
They'll set fire to the place.
Where's that mess, man? There's that Lone Ranger. I thought for sure he'd do something.
Get water. Get those firebrands out.
Be careful when you throw the water. Don't show yourselves or them crooks across the road will get you.
While gunfire kept up on both sides of the street, Blue Eagle and his Indians prepared for another dash to throw more flaming torches on the besieged station.
They're getting together down at the edge of town.
This can't go on much longer. We got no more water to toss on the fire.
Here they come.
Blue Eagle and his savages began another charge. But this time, as they neared the station with their flaming torches, a new sound broke above the gunfire.
Up bugle!
Hard-riding troopers dashed to meet Blue Eagle's men, and with a leader rode a masked man.
Come, Silver!
Sabers flashed in the noonday sun while the blue coats met the redskins hand to hand. The masked man led a small detachment to corral the men with Larrabee.
We want you too, Jake.
Hey, don't shoot! I surrender!
There's Larrabee! Get him! We'll have them all!
Well, there they are, Joe. You got the gold aboard your stage. Now larp up them horses. And don't worry about outlaws or Indians, because we got them all cleaned out, including Blue Eagle.
Gosh, Mr. Toby, they sure came close to not having that gold. Why, if it hadn't been for the army...
Yeah.
We have the prisoners in custody. We delivered them to the county seat.
Say, Colonel... It'll be fine.
I'm told that rewards are to be made payable to your young friend here.
Me? Oh, gosh. It seems to me that ought to go to you and the troopers, Colonel. Why, if you hadn't come in when you did, the whole town would have been gone.
You can thank that masked man over there for anything we did. He sent us word about Blue Eagle by the new telegraph.
Telegraph? There you see, Mr. Dobie. I told you it was a great thing.
You fangled Kentuckian... It wouldn't have meant a doggone thing without the right man to send the message at the right time.
That's right,
a man like the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Hooray!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.